This Lent, we are thinking about things that have a hold on us and the things that set us free. On the first Sunday in Lent, we looked at Jesus' temptation in the wilderness, and we saw that we are freed by identity when we remember our deepest belonging and our truest identity in Christ. Then last Sunday, we looked at Nicodemus' nighttime conversation with Jesus, and we saw that we are freed by mystery when we let go of control and the pursuit of certainty. Today, we will see that we are freed by solidarity. In the reading from Exodus that we heard earlier, the people are in the wilderness, in the desert, and they are thirsty. They need water. But it isn't just that they need water. They need to know that they aren't out there all on their own. The last line of the reading is the question, is God with us or not? Is God with us or not? God provides water for them, and they name the place to remember, but they don't name it provision or water from the rock. No, they name it testing place and quarreling because of how they struggled and argued when they weren't sure if God was with them or not. It wasn't just about the water. It was about solidarity. They needed to know that God was with them. But I actually want to focus on the gospel reading, conversation between Jesus and the woman at the well. And we see solidarity here also, and of course there's water here as well, and thirst. But there's another element that I want to get into today, loneliness. Notice that Jesus comes to the well at noon when the sun would be blazing. He comes tired and thirsty, and he comes alone. And while Jesus loiters at the well, a woman arrives. She also comes to the well at noon. She also comes alone. And just like it was significant that Nicodemus came to Jesus at night, signifying secrecy or shame, the time of day is significant here also. That this conversation takes place at noon provides important context. The custom would have been to come to the well during cooler hours, early morning or evening, to avoid the scorching heat of midday. Coming to the well at noon, the woman likely expected not to run into anyone. It's like going grocery shopping at 6 a.m. to avoid the crowds. So she is surprised to see Jesus there at the well, and even more surprised that he, a Jew and a man, speaks to her, a Samaritan woman. He's breaking all kinds of social mores and expectations by asking her for a drink of water. So I want to talk about loneliness today, but not because Jesus comes to the well alone and not because the woman comes to the well alone, because they're both there alone on purpose. They're seeking solitude. And solitude doesn't equal loneliness, and being alone doesn't always mean being lonely. In fact, we can feel lonely even when we are with other people. And that loneliness, sometimes called existential loneliness, the loneliness that we feel when we are with people but still feel disconnected and isolated, that kind of loneliness is especially painful. Loneliness in a crowd can hurt more than loneliness on your own. For instance, I recently heard about a man who was the life of the party. He was funny and charming. He projected ease and comfort. He seemed happy in social settings. But actually, he wasn't happy. He was faking it. He was putting on a persona. He was playing a part to please the crowd. And so his loneliness was exacerbated by the fact that no one could have ever guessed how he really felt, because no one could see who he really was. So I wonder if the Samaritan woman that Jesus meets at the well might have felt this kind of loneliness, not because she was the life of the party, but because she might have wanted to hide who she really was. She might have been embarrassed or ashamed at her sketchy relationship history. In those days, there probably wasn't any chance of keeping those details a secret, but maybe it was easier to be alone than to be among people who wouldn't be able to see past her reputation and meet her as a person. And I wonder if Jesus felt this kind of loneliness too, the kind you feel when you aren't alone, but people don't really see you. His would have been a very unique version of this as the Savior of the world, but spending all that time with people, teaching and healing, he was intentional about going away alone for solitude and prayer. I bet he felt less lonely when he was alone in prayer than he felt when he was surrounded by people who couldn't ever see or understand who he really was. So Jesus comes to the well at noon, tired and thirsty and alone. And the woman comes to the well at noon alone. They are two people who are alone on purpose, and there is a certain solidarity in that. And there is a certain freedom in being seen, even if it means that part of yourself and your history that you aren't proud of are seen. Jesus sees her. She says, "He told me everything I had ever done." He sees her and he stays with her. That's solidarity. And his solidarity with the Samaritan woman, his willingness to share in conversation and water and theological discussion with this woman, despite her gender, despite her ethnicity, despite her religion, despite her sexual and marital history, Jesus' solidarity with the woman frees her from the bondage of hiding, from suffering and shame and loneliness. So now, after this encounter with Jesus, after his solidarity with her, now this woman who was willing to suffer the scorching heat in order to avoid people, now she is free from her shame. And so she goes out to tell people all about it. She's no longer avoiding people. She's no longer hiding her history or herself. She's freed from worrying what other people think, and so she spreads the good news. There is a Savior who sees us and loves us. Someone who knows everything we've ever done, and who sees that we are more than our mistakes and our failures and our shame. We are more than our reputation. We are more than our accomplishments. We don't have to pretend or put on a persona to be a people pleaser. We don't have to hide. We don't have to be lonely because Jesus meets us, sees us, and in solidarity with us, frees us. And so we are called to be a community of faith that shares in this solidarity with Christ and with each other. So we can be our true selves here, and we can be honest about our fears and our doubts and our struggles. And here we are called, even when we don't have solutions, we are called to receive each other in solidarity. We are called to stand alongside each other because solidarity, steady presence that doesn't need to correct or fix the other, is healing and freeing. So if you are lonely when you are with people, you can dial back the posturing and people-pleasing and let people see you and know you. And if you are lonely among friends or at work or in your marriage or with your family, it might not always be safe or wise or possible to connect deeply and meaningfully in every space with every person. And so like the Samaritan woman and like Jesus, we might need to step away at times from the pain of being misunderstood to find moments of solace and solitude with God, to remember that we are seen and known and loved. And if you are lonely in the traditional sense, when you are actually alone, you can open yourself to the presence of Christ with you, even in your discomfort, and you can reach out and move toward others, knowing that meaningful connection is something that everyone needs. Because oddly enough, the experience of loneliness is universal. We've all felt it. It's something we all have in common. And we can feel less lonely when we can admit that we feel lonely. So there is good news and there is a challenge for us today. The good news is that we are seen and known and loved. The good news is that God is with us in solidarity from birth until death and beyond. And the challenge is for us to be the kind of church, the kind of people who can offer the solidarity that brings freedom. So we listen to each other with compassion. We offer love and presence. We see and don't look away from the suffering of the most vulnerable among us and throughout the world. We stay present and represent Christ in all we say or do. In our solidarity, we show the presence of Christ in the world today, because we are the body of Christ. And Christ is alive and at work within and among us, empowering us and freeing us to live with hope and with purpose. Amen.